Well, it's a joy to be here again. I'm sorry, you know, if I have to work, preach three messages, I was going to preach on work, and I'll preach the second on work, and the third one on work, you know. So I told the Lord, am I going to get through this thing here? Folks, let's have prayer at this time. Now, Lord, it's good to be with this dear people. They love you here, we know. And Brother Lindo, Lord, we thank you for his love, and for the Savior, and for souls, Lord, and for the way this church is launched out, and Lord, and the vision you've given him, and Lord, you've done marvelous things. We marvel at the that you don't need very much, Lord, but if we just surrender ourselves and really completely, you can use us. And oh God, we pray that you'll speak to our hearts in this evening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise
okay. Listen, open your Bibles. You know, I'm sorry, but, you know, I knew what I wanted to preach on. And, of course, I turned to my English Bible. It didn't say the same thing like the Spanish, you know. So I'm going to have to use the verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, please. And I'll read it to you in Spanish. And anyway, Brother Lindo can run me away after this, you know. Nice to come back. And
amen. I'm getting my rocks out.
Amen. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Así que, hermanos míos, amados, estad firmes y constantes, creciendo en la obra del Señor siempre, sabiendo que vuestro trabajo en el Señor no es vano. See, I like the word trabajo. You see, you says labor. Mine says work. You see, trabajo is work. And so, folks, you know, I have your brother Lindell here, your spiritual leader here. He's one of my dear friends, and I'm sorry, Brother Lindell. Bless your heart. You must not think that I don't love you, but I'll guarantee you that I do. And many times I think of you and pray for you. And I know that you're praying for me too, and I appreciate your prayers, and I appreciate what, listen, every little bit helps. Don't you ever apologize. I mean, I've received sometimes, you know, I think I received from children a penny in a letter, you know, from a radio listener, right. You know, from our people sometimes to, you know, help pay for the stamps. And so, I want you to know that I appreciate your prayer especially, and I thank God for the vision he's given you, and for the enthusiasm, and for wanting to launch out, especially your brother Lindell here, your leader here. I just thank God. Everything I think of you, brother, I don't get discouraged. I get encouraged. I want you to know that.
Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir. And because you always have, you know, you want to go forward, and those are the men that inspire me. You know, I know, like I started, many men, and among them it was probably your brother Lindell, but one, Brother Bob Smith, you know, I think you know Bob Smith, down in Mexico, Matamoros, Mexico. And I'll never forget, he called me a while back last year, and he asked us by one of our young men that the Lord had called him, you know, and I knew better, but, you know, when you get old, brother, you give people chance after chance after chance. You know, and I'm a granddaddy now. I have four grandchildren, another one on the way, you know. My girls, my children got started late, you know. Becky got married when she was 27, and she's 31 now. And so, and then Nathaniel, he'd been married 5 years, don't have any children. But anyway, Brother Bob Smith called me, and he said, Brother Joe, he said, how's that young man doing? I said, Brother, no, he's not with us anymore. And then he started chuckling over the phone. He said, what's wrong, brother? He said, you know, and then I told him in a little bit. And so he said, you know, brother, I have a lot of missionaries come around here. And every time I use that, Brother Billy, he said that four-letter dirty word, work. He said, men look like it's just like you're pouring, you know, hot water in a can. And they just take off, you know. And so, folks, let me say this. In the Lord's work, if you want to be happy in Jesus, just stay occupied.
Amen.
This business, you know, some of us suffer a lot, you know, because we wallow in our self-pity, you know, always feeling sorry for ourselves. And while the world goes to hell.
That's right.
And here we complain what we don't have, you know, and what we wish we had. I mean, I mean, honestly, in God's work, there's no two standards. I mean, the lay people, as well as any man, the men of God, I mean, a full-time Christian worker, there's one standard. Like the old man, Dr. Bob Jones Sr. used to say, there's no such thing as secular and sacred. It's all sacred, you know. I mean, you, and so if you're a layman, one thing one thing that I realized more than ever before is that, I don't know about you. I mean, if I get older, Brother Dale, I mean, I know one thing, there's more work. I mean, it never ceases. The older I get, I ask my little boy, you know, that Jonathan, that caboose makes me stay young. You know, he's still going 11 years old, and of course, Baker's 31. And I said, son, and I was there praying, you know, and after visiting and got through and said, well, he got in with his mama from knocking on doors and other young ladies that, that she had with him, one young lady, and she said, so what are you doing? I said, well, I'm praying and meditating. And I said, man, I was praising the Lord, you know, and getting happy there, you know, and jumping around by myself there, like David used to do, you know. There's nothing wrong with that, you know. I don't like people to show off, you know. But anyway, he said, "What are you going to preach on?" I said, "Work." I said, "Do I work?" "Yes, sir." He said, "But I think there's something you need to work on." He said, "A little more leisure time for me." honestly, I stay happy in the Lord, but. Because I stay busy. I mean, folks, let me tell you, in this life and in the Lord's work, 34 years now we're going on. I think 34 years going on, we never know what it is to have a salary since we left the United States Navy. And by the way, I'm not getting thinner, brother. I have to watch, you know, that middle drawer there. And so I just want to say that, we need to, so this work with confidence, because we have his promise right here that our work in the Lord is his trabajo. You know, our labor is not in vain.
That's right, amen.
And I told him, man, we had a tremendous meeting with our bus workers this morning. You know, praying and studying the Word of God. We have a Bible study and prayer before we go out and knock on doors. You know, and I said, well, listen, go and sow the seed with confidence.
Amen.
I mean, God's word will not return void.
Amen. That's right.
And just a while ago, we came late. We have to return again. I remember 16 years ago. I don't know. You know, our daughter Becky stayed with us a long time, and she says, "Mom and Daddy said, she says, how are the things going?" And she calls us real often, and all of that. And so we tell her, but we tell her how we're doing, and she says, "I thank the Lord that you have good health." My wife and other they say, "Well, let's just walk here. I don't have enough gas. Let's walk over to the building over there where we meet." And so we just walk over there and walk back. I'm glad she can stay up with me yet. You know, 31 years, going on 32, she can stay up. And praise God that folks, work never did kill anyone.
Amen.
And some of us, honestly, in America, especially, we need to be careful. Oh, how God has blessed us. Amen. And been good to all of us more than what we deserve.
Amen.
And yet we bellyache and complain, you know, and, you know, sometimes and feel sorry for ourselves. Folk, I say one thing we need to do is just stay busy. Amen. Occupy.
Amen.
I mean, just stay busy. Hey, sow plenty seed.
Amen.
I mean, leave the results to the Lord. I mean, don't worry about the results. I mean, there's going to be some results. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, yes. I mean, we work real hard. We had another man just last year, you know, or 2 years ago, he retired from the United States Navy. And he said, well, you know, people, you travel around, Brother Dale, in mission conferences. And I spoke there, and the wife said, well, they couldn't accept him under a certain board because something was happening. So they wanted to come. So he retired from the United States Navy for 20 years and aircraft mechanic, and he came down and boy, they're doing pretty good, you know. And I thought, you know, until one day our brother came in and said, "Brother, I wanted to talk to you, man." I mean, I thought, I didn't know what I'd have done to him, you know. All of a sudden, I thought he was busy. I mean, you know, I keep people busy. I thought, well, I'm happy if I'm busy. No, I'm miserable if I'm not busy, you know. I mean, and so my brother said, "Man, I'm going to have to tell you something," said brother. And he raised his voice, said, "You are working us to death." Bless his heart. Boy, he didn't even stay long enough for the water to get hot. I mean it, brother. Let me tell you something. Let's quit making alibis. You know, the Lord's problem always has been with the laborers, like I said before here, and I'll say it again. It's not the sinners out there that he's having trouble. It's with the laborers.
Amen.
He said the laborers are few.
That's right. Amen.
And folk, honestly, it will just get out. You know, it's good advice. I read about some psychologist said that, by people that succeed, you know, set goals and just work. Pay no attention to adversities. Amen. I mean, just stay with it, you know. And folk, I mean, sometimes we need to be careful at all that some of us think we need this and we need that, and sure we need some things, but oh, if we will just stay busy. I'll never forget, we started here, you know, 25 years ago, and my wife was a bookkeeper, and she said, well, let me work some, you know, we gotta, you know, then work a little bit, you know, until we get started. And we didn't have anyone backing us up or anything, and sold my car and was walking, and so I said, look, sweetheart, if we get out and knock on doors and really go after souls and really prove to the Lord that we mean business, that we want to see people saved, you know, and we want to go out and sow the seed, I'll guarantee you that God will supply our need. And that's 25 years, going on 26 this Amen. Next March, and he hasn't failed yet.
Amen.
And folks, I'm here just to, what can I say that you haven't heard? What can we in America, my soul, we have the best of everything, you know, even spiritually, you know, I mean, we have the best preachers and the best, I mean, churches, and my, we just have the best of everything. And here in recent years, it looks like some of us, you know, I mean, we've gotten physically fat and spiritually fat. And there's only one way to lose weight, folks. I mean, I know one thing. I mean, I know you gotta burn it. Amen. I mean, not just an intake. You gotta use it. And I say the same thing about spiritually, folks. Let me tell you something. I'll tell you one thing. I saw one time in a church outside the church, it says, God's hospital and dining hall. Well, I'll tell you one thing. I don't know if that's true of a church, you know, calling about the church, but I think one thing, when you come here, all you ought to get spiritually charged and men go get with it the rest of the week. Amen. I mean, just stay with it. I mean, just folks, I mean, just witness and just witness and witness and witness. Amen. I mean, it's 16 years ago. There's a lady right now dying right now, Mrs. Ruiz, the same. She's dying right now, Maria Ruiz. I'll tell you one thing. I remember my wife, and we didn't have any buses or anything. And we finally, Brother Taylor, bless his heart, he came and joined over there after you disbanded. And God knows what he's doing. Man, he sends you what you need when, if you mean business. Amen. And Brother Taylor came in and said, I'm going to give my tithe one year ahead. And with that, we bought an old 49 Ford, and it's owned by some Assembly of God church, hot wells out there, and all been worked in and out, but all the windows broken, you know, vandalism. We bought it, and I never did. My wife got started, and Millie was just a little baby girl, you know, every Saturday, rain or shine, you know, hot, or we knock on doors, and then we came across Mrs. Reese. Boy, was she an idolatrix. She had idols all over the place. By now, she's done. You just heard her husband last night. Boy, it's worth it all, Brother Dale. I mean, he just, after I pray, he prayed. Amen. And I think it was worth it. Their little boy came when he was 11 years old. Because that little boy come in, because we knock on doors every Saturday, that little boy came in. 35 adults are saved, you know, from all that family now.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, the Lord saved them. And so, folks, I'm just here to say that God says that, you know, we need to be firm. And we need to be, you know, we need to be, said constante. Continually. The word in Spanish means, be firm. I mean, hey, don't, I don't like people. We have an expression in Spanish, llamará al petate. I mean, so, you know, a straw hat fire, you know, it goes, I don't like people like that. I like people that are steady. I mean, I like people that stay with a job, you know. I mean, stay with it, you know. God's called you, to a certain place, stay there. I mean, no matter what comes, what goes. And quit belly aching and complaining. Amen.
Amen.
I think if you set your eyes on the Lord and set what he's given you to do, he'll take care of your family. He'll take care of your children.
Amen.
I mean, and I'll tell you, we had some Lulu ones come along, brother, out there, man. But they came in there. One brother came over there and bless his heart, he was called to Mexico. Well, he didn't want to learn Spanish. But all of a sudden we went to the west side they said, I don't know about that. He imagined that everybody, all of our people had a big old knife and ready to go, you know, to knife you down. I said, my brother, I have my precious daughters, three of them. I said, Becky and Jess, Ruth and Millie, and they go out there and knock on doors. I said, even on Thursday evenings, you know, and God is taking care of them. And God take care of my children, going to take care of your children too. And we need to be careful. You know, we need to be firm, and we need to be, you know, always, abounding in the work of the Lord. I mean, just stay with it. I mean, do plenty. And, And so, we need to grow in the work of the Lord too, you know. Now, the best thing to do is just, hey, start with what God's given you to do and be faithful. Amen.
Amen.
Be constant in that.
Amen.
And then if God wants to increase, give you more of the ministry, and I'm talking about you laymen too. I'm not talking here to missionaries. God can increase. I mean, you need to always grow. I mean, I thank the Lord that I think that God can graduate you. You know, sometimes some of us are not ready for graduation. You know, nowadays we have a lot of the Christian workers, Brother Dale, they want to be, everybody wants to be a chief, no Indians, you know. I mean, everybody wants to be an administrator, you know. And I say, look, I mean, God is going to increase your ministry and your, and you need to always abound in the work of the Lord. I mean,
amen.
God will increase, you know, and one example is right here before you. I mean, your spiritual leader, Brother Lindell. I mean, I mean, I marvel when God has given him something and he shared with me, it blesses me and inspires me. I mean, I never have a word of criticism. If Brother Lindell, someone tells me God's leading me to do something, I said, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know? And I'm with you, my brother, and I'll pray for you. You know, I mean, I don't set up myself as God and tell you, well, that's not right and this is right. I'll tell you, I was reading a while ago, someone's talking always about, you know, about health, you know, and some of us have a wrong process of thinking, you know, and one, you can be healthy physically, but how do you know if you're healthy mentally too? Sometimes we think wrong. The scripture says, a man thinketh, so is he, you know,
right,
and we think wrong, and sometimes we want to change everybody to be just like us, you know,
right.
and you need to live, you know. And by the way, anyway, if you want to know if you're healthy mentally tonight, I'll tell you how you know. And listen, when things go wrong and everything goes to pieces, I mean, one that has a real healthy mind, he'll just pick up the pieces and, hey.
Start over.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's right.
Amen. Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And folks, listen, tonight, let's ask the Lord to open our eyes. And the people more than ever before. I mean, listen. I mean, the world is reeling and rocking. I mean, sin is running rampant, and here we sit, and it's, you know, we make excuses, and we don't want to go out and witness, and we don't want to go out and give out a tract, and we don't want to go out, you know, whatever the Lord. Hey, layman, God. I mean, some of you, God's called you to do something, man. Just get with it, man. You don't have to wait for Brother Lindell to tell you and approve to you.
Amen.
No board to approve to you, man. Just get with it. My daddy couldn't come tonight. He'll be 90 years. The 19th of next month, the Lord willing.
Amen.
And I just forgot to go ahead. I mean, I had to attend to this lady. There was Mrs. Reese's dying and want to have prayer with her family before coming over here. And so I didn't have a chance. But one thing my dad has shown me, Brother Dale, is work. I mean, he still takes care of himself. I have to get angry with him. I said, no, he was a little sick last June and 2 weeks in the hospital, you know, blood pressure went up and he was pretty sick. And he wants to get mow his grass, leave me alone. I said, son, I said, now listen to me. Now I'm your pastor, remember that? I mean, I thank the Lord. My mother too, she's 80 years old, you know, and going to 81, and she's up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and she's always has a word of encouragement to me. Never discouraged. Her legs give her trouble, but so she gets on a bus and gives out tracks, like I told you. She still does that.
Amen.
And witnesses everywhere she goes, you know, and brings me names, you know, people that she witnessed to, you know. My soul, I never see them discouraged, you know. I mean, they always encourage. My mother never discouraged me. When she knows more that the problems come and old Satan, you know, brother, sometimes, man, he really attacks. Man, and she said, son, I'm praying for you. Son, Wednesday evening, we were going home and she was crying. We had a very, very misfortune here. But she was crying. She was crying and not because she felt sorry for me and what happened. She was crying because some people are, said, son, they're not going to get to hear about the Savior. Some of these people fail, and some people are going to go to hell. In a sense, because we're not witnessing to them, you know. And so, when things go wrong, I want to say this. Stay busy. I mean, work. Abound in the work of the Lord. I mean, abound, and it means growing, always. Creciendo means, here it is, got the word creciendo, siempre. You know, I think that one old preacher, the pastor, what was the name? Spurgeon said that I think that God's servants, Brother Dale, always you ought to be asking the Lord to maybe open up another new door of ministry, you know. Sometimes it keeps you fresh, you know.
Amen.
And I thank the Lord, you know. Somebody came, of course, I dream about it. Now you pray for us and I dream about it. And of course, we have a weekly broadcast of one of the Spanish radio stations. Man, the calls we get every week. I mean, we just offer New Testament, the calls we get, and all this and the need. I mean, I could have a man always visiting, nothing but the radio callers, the ones that call in, you know. I mean, and just for once a week. And so here comes Brother Leroy Del Ripple and preach over there with us, and God put in his heart, opened his eyes, God burdening. So he said, man, how about a radio station? So we've just been approved for an AM Spanish gospel radio station in San Antonio.
Amen.
And so, I mean, I am thrilled. Hey, folks, I mean, we need an engineer. Maybe God has gifted you. You don't have to know Spanish, I mean, to be a radio engineer, you know? And so God is opening doors. Folks, in this last days, we need to be careful, you know, we need to be careful that we always abound in the work of the Lord. And I say this, folks, listen, I don't like to be around, Brother Jim, around people that throw, like old Spurgeon say, a wet blanket on my inspiration. I mean, I don't want people that are out there down in the mouth. Honestly, I want to get away from those folks. I mean, honestly, don't you want to help them? Man, some of them, you can't help them, brother. I mean, you just can't help some of them. Just pray for them and Lord bless you. There's some things that I have patience with. And there's some things that I don't have patience with. And that's with a lazy person and a person that feels sorry for himself. I mean, honestly, I don't have patience. I mean, I love the brother. I'll just leave him alone and go away, you know. I mean, just the way, like, if he had the case of the chicken pox or something else, you know. But we need to be careful. Oh, God help us, you know. God help us. So, what are we going to do in this last days? What? Redouble our efforts.
Amen. Amen.
Get behind your spiritual leader here, and whatever he says God is leading us to do, do it. And you know, and whatever you do, whether you teach a class here, whether your ministry is out, try to make a disciple a person that is a new Christian, just do it with the confidence that our work, that our labor in the Lord is not in vain.
Amen.
Oh, man. I had a sweet letter from a young lady I ain't forgotten all about her. He's Chicago. Brother Silas, I'm so glad you ran a bus out over here. Now I said I'm gonna marry the preacher, you know, over here, men up in House Anderson, and said, and man, I'm pleased. I want to thank you. And I have others, you know, and others. And so, folks, I say this evening, somebody said, well, Brother Silas, you don't know, but I'm very nervous. Well, like Jack House said, the little lady was going to have I'm going to have a nervous breakdown. And so she told her, well, you know, I said, what you do on Monday, you do this and you go to the neighbor down and find out who you can help. And on Tuesday, you know, you do something else. And on Wednesday, you know, you do something else. And on Thursday, you clean house. And on Friday, go buy the groceries. And then on Saturday, you know, you go and help one of the bus captains. And finally, he saw the lady, well, you know, after a while, you know, he forgot all about it and ran across her in church and after service and said, how you doing, sister? And she was a big smile and said, I'm doing fine. Forgot all about a nervous breakdown, you know.
Amen.
I mean it, folks. I mean, honestly, we want everything. Now, one thing that cannot be done in the Lord's work, I mean, we have everything, Brother Lindell, everything has been done by computer. Well, one thing you can't do in God's work is by computers. He needs
That's
people.
Right.
I mean,
Amen.
Just breathing like you and I. I mean, people like we are, I mean, and the Lord saved us. We're trophies of His grace, and He needs us as instruments. That's all. I mean, He wants to work in us and through us. Man, to accomplish His perfect will. And so, I am thrilled. I just wanted to share with you that, and thank you that for your prayers, and I mean, my preaching, you've heard it, folks. Bible study, you've heard it. Amen. I don't know. I mean, I just get tired. Some people always want to be, you know, I want someone to feed me, you know. Feed me, my man. Some people, you need to lose some of that fat you got spiritually, man, and get down and do something and go help someone else. I mean, some of us got enough Bible knowledge, Brother Dale, to convert the whole state of Texas, you know.
Amen.
You know, I mean, we need. I'm not against Bible studies. Don't get me wrong. and say, well, some brother told me, he said, I need some fellowship, you know. Well, bless your heart, man. You know, Brother Dale, I love fellowship, but some of us, man alive, I heard you say this, Brother Lindell, years ago. I tell you, some of us missionaries and preachers, Brother Billy, I think we talk more than the women sometimes, you know. Brother Lindell said one time, I heard you say one time years ago that in heaven it's going to be silence for I don't know how many minutes. And you said, there ain't going to be no preachers, no women over there, you know. but honestly, some of us, you know, and I was reading the scripture here, and Proverbs, you know, and I don't know my verses in English, I'm sorry, but it says, toda obra tiene fruto, mira el fruto de los labios. You see, man, if you do something with your hands, crochet, you have something, you know. But if you just sit down and talk and chew on the rag, you know, some people have the gift of gab. That's all they want to do, talk. Honestly, they make me sick. I mean it, folks. I mean, you want to talk? Get out and witness down the block. Amen. I mean, listen. It is wrong. I mean, one brother. I mean, I've been in this home, bless his heart, and a pastor in Melanie, and boy, kept me up all night telling me about. Listen, I know some missionaries, and I know one missionary, one brother. He's the director of a mission board. I mean, every time I get around him, he tells me the whole. I mean, he tells me all the gossip, man. He knows everything. What's going wrong with this brother and the other brother? And I mean, I don't want to hear that.
Amen.
Listen, folks, you got time to listen to that. You're not busy for the Lord.
That's right, amen.
He said, well, we need fellowship. All right, we need fellowship. Let's go witnessing together, amen? See, fellowship is the result and not the end. That's not the purpose, you know. You get together here, sure we have fellowship, but you get here, we're here to worship the Lord and exalt the Lord. We're here to preach the word and encourage us and admonish each other, you know. That's what we're here for. But, I mean, honestly, I have sweet fellowship when I go with my dad. You know, we'll go and on Thursday, and he'll go with me. He's still at it. He'll go with me every Thursday, you know, for the last 25 years. Don't miss, you know. And he was a little sick. He said, I got something upset in my stomach. But we went Friday. My wife and I went Friday. Man, and after you get through, you know, going witnessing and sitting down and speaking to people about the Lord, you know, and showing them the word that some of them never heard and never opened. And let me tell you, and boy, I tell you, it really feels good after that, brother. Amen? Oh, sure. Like some people, man, they're so miserably. And the more we got a generation, Brother Dale, of lazy people. I mean, honestly. Amen. I mean, a lot more. And this is crept in our, among our believers, our real Bible believers, you know. And everybody believes the Bible from cover to cover, even the cover, because that's the Holy Bible. But we don't practice it. Amen?
Amen.
We don't obey it. It's not that we don't know. We don't want to obey it. And so, in this last stage, let's remember that our work, our labor in the Lord is not in vain. That's what we need to remember.
Amen.
That we have His promise right here. Listen, amen. You get at it. You stay with it. Amen. What God tells you to do, stay with it. You know, I don't care what any says or any, what comes or goes, you know, and stay with it. I don't know, but we need to just stay busy, folks, and get busy. I hope and pray that in the days ahead, in this year, 1981, I don't know what the future holds, no more than what Brother Dale, Brother Lindell knows, or Brother Jim here, or Brother Billy. But I know one thing. I know who holds the future.
Amen.
And I know that, man, we need to occupy until He comes. We need to stay busy. We need to work.
Amen.
What is there to do, folks? There's a lot to do. Oh, my soul. My wife used to say, I can see some of the women always. I mean, they have nothing to do. Man, we have so much to do all the time. God help us. You know, God help us to stay busy. God help us to work. Work because you love the Lord Jesus. Amen. I'm not trying to show off. I'm not trying to compete with anyone, Brother Dale. God has given me something to do, and I stay with it.
That's right.
Yes. And I pray for everyone, you and whenever I think of you and others that out there, man. And I pray, whatever God's called you to do, I mean, you stay with it. Amen. And He tells you when you're through. He'll graduate you. I mean, He'll increase your ministry. I mean, always be looking forward, you know, to do more.